This is an executive summary of inherited mineral rights, Step Up Basis versus 1031 Exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For heirs who inherit mineral rights, the tax picture is often the opposite of what a long-time owner faces. A long-time owner has a low basis ground down by decades of depletion, so a sale produces a large gain that a 1031 can defer. An heir, by contrast, usually receives a stepped-up basis equal to the fair market value at the date of death, which can erase most or all of the built-in gain, leaving little for a 1031 to defer. This flips the usual calculus. Right after inheritance, simply selling may be nearly tax-free, and an exchange may add little. But the step-up isn't the whole story, and there are real situations where a 1031 still makes sense for inherited minerals, and where a DST can elegantly solve the coordination problems multiple heirs face. This guide lays out the framework. When you inherit property, including mineral and royalty interests, your basis is generally stepped up to the property's fair market value as of the date of the decedent's death, or an alternate valuation date. This is the step-up in basis under the tax code, and it applies to minerals as it does to other inherited property. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.